Section 3. You will hear a discussion between two science students. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hi, Mark. Are you going to that lecture on microchip implant technology? I don't think I'll go. It's not that it's not a relevant field of study. It's just that it isn't personally relevant to me. If it were a computer science lecture, though, I wouldn't miss it for anything.
I know. Still, I think the concept of microchip implants is rather intriguing. Whether you like the idea or not, such a technology opens up so many possibilities. Almost everyone stands to benefit from it.
It just sounds so futuristic and like something out of a sci-fi novel to me.
Funnily enough, microchip technology was first predicted in a sci-fi novel over half a century ago. More amazingly still, the prediction didn't fall far short of reality either.
But what sort of person would implant a microchip in their body?
Oh, I don't know. Gadget and techie enthusiasts for one. Whilst we may not have the technology available at the moment to use their full potential, they will have uses in many fields in the future, I'm sure.
But doesn't the implantation of the chip hurt at all? I'd imagine it was quite painful.
Actually, from what I've heard, it's relatively painless. All you feel is a slight prick on your skin as a needle with the chip is inserted under your skin.
Just the thought of it makes my stomach turn. But isn't it quite unsightly? Doesn't the chip show up as a bump on the skin's surface?
No, not at all. It's really minute, you see. It's so small it fits into the size of a thumbnail.
Well, it's certainly not my thing for sure.
I think you ought to come to the lecture, though. You might change your mind.
No, you go. If you find out anything interesting, then you can tell me. I'll be around on campus for at least the rest of the afternoon.
OK, you're on.
Great. We'll meet after the lecture then. See you.
Bye.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
Hi, Mark. So how was the lecture?
You really missed out.
Really?
Yes, I learned so much. You wouldn't believe how microchip implants will improve our lives in the future.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, from the simple action of allowing us to switch on a light or mechanical device with a wave of a hand to accessing our medical records, microchips will prove indispensable to us in the future.
Indispensable wouldn't be the word I'd use for encouraging people to be so lazy that they can't switch on an electric appliance unaided. I thought remote controls were bad enough. I take your point, though, about using microchips to access medical records.
Also, using microchip implant technology can help secure buildings. Access of buildings in the future will be restricted to individuals with a specific code on their microchip implant. But at the moment, though, there are some problems with the technology.
Like what exactly?
Well, the microchip ID numbers of employees can theoretically be obtained and cloned by any individual standing close enough with a handheld device.
I can't say that I was really in favour of the idea when you first mentioned it, but now you've persuaded me. If it's so easy to breach security, then you're really defeating the whole point of the object, aren't you? By using microchips to secure a building.
Guess so. But there's another brilliant use for microchips that I haven't told you about yet.
Go on.
GPS-enabled chips.
Which are?
Well, microchips that tell you the position of an individual. Like a GPS that tells you the direction when you're in a car. But these tell you where someone is when they're lost and, say, if they're injured or in danger, they can be found easily.
So it's a bit like the microchips that are already used on pets?
Exactly.
Much as I can understand pet owners wanting to microchip their pets, I don't think the case of microchipping humans is as clear-cut. I mean, is it wise for an individual's movements to be known to everyone? That could place some individuals, such as political activists and those escaping persecution, under threat.
Doesn't seem like you're a great fan of microchip implants, then.
Their uses do at best seem rather limited. Well, you won't catch me having a microchip implant in the near future, that's for sure.
That's the end of section 3. You have half a minute to check your answers.